Estimation with unknown variance. Introduction and overview. We have already discussed how to find a confidence interval for the mean. We use this formula here. The elements of this formula is the point estimator, parameters for the standard normal distribution, and finally, the standard deviation of the point estimator. So a slightly more general form would be the interval above. Here we have specified that we use the standard deviation of the point estimator bar x. It just so happens that when the estimator here is the sample mean, we get the standard deviation by taking the underlying standard deviation of x and dividing by the square root of n. Using this formula, we have made two assumptions. One is that we know sigma, and the other is that n is so large that we can use the standard normal distribution, z alpha half. In this talk, we will discuss what happens if sigma is unknown. Are we able to estimate sigma and use that instead in the formula? It turns out that different distribution will require different estimators, and we will have a look at this. First, we look at the case of estimating the mean. And you should be familiar with the sample standard deviation, S. We have a sample variance given as S squared by this formula. And S, taking the square root, is a sample standard deviation. And S is the good estimator for sigma. And if n is sufficiently large, we can replace sigma by s. And that quite easily gives us a new formula for the confidence interval. The only change compared to the one we have seen before is that we have replaced sigma by s. And that works well when we estimate. Another very common problem is the binomial proportion. Say you have a variable x which is binomially distributed with n trials and success probability p. And we can view p as a population mean, considering x as a sum of x1, x2 and up to xn, where each xi is either 0 or 1. The point estimator, hat p, is x divided by n, which can be viewed as the mean of all the xi. So we can use essentially the same point estimator as before, but s is not a good estimator for sigma, so we can't use the same formula for the confidence interval. So, what then is the standard deviation of the binomial distribution? We still have the variable x, and you should remember that the variance of x is n times p times 1 minus p. And the standard deviation is simply taking the square root of the variance. Now, we are interested in hat p, which is defined by x divided by n. And taking the standard deviation of this fraction, we can take the original standard deviation, n times p, 1 minus p, and just divide by n. And then we get this expression, taking n inside the square root, you get n square, and one of the n's cancel the n we had, so we get p times 1 minus p divided by n square root. But p here is unknown, so what do we do by that? To estimate the standard deviation, we can replace p by hat p. And that's what we are going to do. So we start with this general formula for a confidence interval. Hat p plus minus z alpha half times the standard deviation of hat p. Hat p we had, it is x divided by n. The z is okay as long as n is large. The central limit theorem says that we can use the normal distribution, but we need to estimate this. And as we said, you can estimate that by using the formula, replacing p by its estimate, hat p, and we get the square root of hat p times 1 minus hat p divided by n. So that gives us the new formula for a confidence interval, this time the confidence interval of the binomial proportion p. To summarize, we have now seen three different formula for confidence intervals. The first one is fairly general, using the standard normal distribution and the standard deviation of the point estimator. It's mainly theoretical because it's so rare that you actually know the standard deviation. The first practical and very important formula is the one to estimate mu, the population mean, when you have a large sample. Then you use the sample standard deviation to estimate the population standard deviation, and you get this formula. The second important formula to remember is the one for the binomial proportion p in a binomial distribution. Then we have this formula for the standard deviation, and now I made a mistake. You need to estimate the p's here, replacing p by hat p. That gives you this formula, which you should remember. Next step is to learn to handle small samples where the normal distribution cannot be used. But we return to that in another video.